I always forget this part. Good evening. I call it to order the Monroe Public Schools Board of Education meeting. Today is January 13th, 2026, and the time is 7:15. Jamie, can we have roll call? Roll call,
yes,
please.
Mr. Heck.
Here.
Mr. Jenkins.
Here.
Mrs. Myers.
Here.
Mr. Sabadini.
Here.
Mrs. Taurasi.
Here.
Mrs. Vincent.
Here.
Mrs. Williams.
Here.
All right, may we stand for the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so before we begin, please note that this meeting is being live streamed and recorded. There are two cameras in use this evening, one facing the Board of Education and another one facing out. So during public comments, you could be turned to you for videoing. By participating in this meeting, you're acknowledging that you may be captured on video. As a reminder, if you wish to address the Board of Education during public commentary, please make so. Make sure to fill out the public commentary forms located on the table by the door. Once you have filled it out, your form, please turn it in to the administrative assistant, Jamie. We do have one addition to new business, and that is new business E for our agenda tonight, and that is bus transportation discussion. So new business E, bus transportation discussion. Can I have a motion for our agenda?
Move to approve.
Support.
All right, motion of support. Jamie, roll call, please.
Yes, Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mrs. Taurasi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Wonderful. So next up is superintendent comments. I'm going to make just one. This is not typically my role, but because we're in a moment going to elect a temporary chair and then the board will organize itself, per our board policy, the superintendent takes on this role at this very beginning. So once a year, this is what I get to do, and I'm happy to transfer this over in about 45 seconds to a temporary chairperson. Are there any public comments at this time for any agenda items? All right. So next is board action items. So we'll now get into election of a temporary chairperson. May I have a motion for a temporary chairperson who shall serve as presiding officer until the election of the president in accordance with bylaw 0151.
I move to nominate Tom Heck as the temporary chairperson.
We have support?
Support.
All right. We have a motion by Darla, support by Brian for Tom Heck to be the temporary chairperson. Is there any discussion? Upon hearing none, Jamie, may we have roll call?
Yes, Mr. Heck.
I guess I abstain.
Mr. Jenkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini?
Yes.
Mrs. Taurasi?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
All right, motion is passed. Mr. President, Mr. Trek, you are now the president of the Board of Education for the 2026 school year. Congratulations.
Temporary.
Oh, temporary.
Sorry, Andy.
All right.
I'm off, Mike. Okay, so our next item on the agenda is the election of the president for the 2026 calendar year. Do I have nominations for the president of the school board?
I nominate Tom Heck as school board president.
Do we have support?
Support.
Discussion? Do we have any other nominations for president? Hearing none, since there's only one candidate for, I guess, one nomination for president, that I guess myself, is elected by unanimous acclamation. Okay. Next is.
Don't we have to do motions?
Do we have to? There's only one.
I believe we need to vote.
Because it says right here, motion, support, and
we still need to vote.
I know. I would just tell you that.
Because Robert's someone rules. Could say no, even though they didn't nominate someone.
We can do that. Robert's rule says you don't.
It's just on the paper.
Okay. Jamie, can we have a roll call? I'll follow.
Yes, Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mrs. Taurasi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes. Okay, very good. Next is the election of the vice president. Do I have nominations for the Vice President of the School Board?
I nominate Darla Myers for Vice President of the School Board.
Do we have support?
Support.
Any discussion? Do we have additional nominations for School Board?
May I ask a question? This has nothing to do with nomination. Can I ask a question because we're in a discussion moment?
Sure.
Okay. So if only one person is nominated, do we just move to appoint it? We would ask that the motion be what?
On the paper, it says motion support and roll call if we follow the paper that's presented.
Yeah. I'm just...
Right, but it says if only one person is nominated, follow the procedure below, move to appoint blank as fill in the blank, whatever the role is, right?
Yeah.
So, like, would we then request that the original motion be removed and then the new motion to appoint be put forward?
Yeah.
Is that the proper procedure?
I guess I'm just going by Robert's rules.
Or that we amend the original motion to appoint?
So if we follow the paper that's been given to us, it says...
That's what I'm reading.
Yeah, it says if only one person is nominated, then someone has to move to appoint with motion support and roll call. I'm just reading whoever wrote this. Jamie, did you write this?
I did.
Okay, what are we doing with Jamie?
I was going to say it's what we've used since I've been here.
Okay,
so that's... for each year, the way I've always understood it. So somebody would motion to, for example, yeah, motion to appoint Darla as Vice President. Okay. Then you would ask, are there any other nominations?
Mm-hmm.
If there are none, then you close the nomination for Vice President, and you would accept the motion support, do the roll call,
okay,
and vote.
Move to appoint at that point.
So it's essentially the first part of it, you nominate the candidate.
Yes.
If there's more than one nomination, at that point, we would close the nomination after all the nominations,
okay,
are done. Mm-hmm. Then I would go through and poll the board, and each board member would state who they vote for.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so I'll rescind the motion I just made.
Okay.
And I will now make a new motion. I move to appoint Darla Myers as Vice President.
Do we have support?
Support.
Discussion?
What? Do we need to...
Oh.
No.
For posterity, do we have to do anything for the vote for president, or is that good?
We should go back and do that as well.
I thought we did do that.
We didn't.
For the appointment?
We didn't motion for an appointment.
We voted on a nomination.
We motioned to elect.
You just had elect instead.
Anybody just waiting to do this for posterity?
We voted.
I'll be amazed.
I'm just saying the reason it's there.
We should just follow the sheet as it's written.
Thank you.
Yeah, we will follow the sheet. We will ignore Robert's rules.
Thank you. It was just a question that I wanted to put in front of my colleagues.
Very good.
We have the ability to say no if that's not what we want to do as well.
Roll call.
Let's do roll call, Jamie.
We are roll calling on the motion and support to elect Darla.
Yes.
To appoint.
So you don't do a roll call on the appoint part.
Okay.
So
that's what
it
says on here.
I'll go through one more time. So you take, okay, we're motioning to, you're moving to appoint this particular member as that candidate. You do not need support at that point. So, for example, Brian motioned to appoint Darla as Vice President. Tom then asks, are there any other nominations? Okay, say there was and somebody else did. They would state who they were nominating. At that point, you close the nominations for Vice President. So if there's only one candidate at that point, then you would receive motion and support to appoint Darla as Vice President, and at that point we would do roll call.
Okay.
I think what's comforting for everybody sitting out there is that we do not work as a well-oiled machine. We have not practiced this. We have not.
Well,
so that's good. That's good.
And we're all learning.
Yeah.
Just follow the paper.
Okay. So do we have a motion to appoint Darla Myers?
He already did.
Okay, and
support.
Okay.
Roll call now.
Roll call now.
You state the name now is what you do.
No, that's only.
No.
There was no support. Stacy did not have to order support. Not at this point. Brian moved to appoint Darla. Tom asked, are there any other nominations for vice president? There are none. So at that point, we are closing the nominations for vice president. Okay, the only candidate on the table is Darla. So at this point, we would need a motion and support to nominate Darla as vice president. So right now, Tom will call for motion and support to appoint Darla vice president.
Okay. Do I have a motion to appoint Darla Myers?
You gotta do it again.
No.
He already did it.
I make a motion.
There you go.
To do whatever we want to do with Darla Myers.
Support.
Support.
Okay, now we can.
Now can we have roll call?
Yes. Mrs. Myers.
I'll say yes.
Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mrs. Tarassi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
And Darla has been nominated vice president.
The longest process I've ever heard.
Okay. Now that we have this down pat, the election of the secretary. Do I have nominations for Secretary Monroe Public Schools Board of Education?
I move to nominate Mary Vincent as Secretary of the Monroe Public School Board of Education for the 2026 calendar year.
Thank you.
Very good.
Support.
Nope. We just ask, actually, at this point, no support. We would ask, do we have any other?
Any further nominations for secretary? Hearing none, I will close the nominations for secretary. Now, do I have a motion to appoint Mary Vincent as Secretary of the Board of Education?
Go ahead.
I move to support Mary Vincent.
As secretary.
As secretary.
Now, do we have support?
I support for appointment.
Any discussion? Jamie, can we have roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mrs. Tarassi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
And Mary Vincent is now the Secretary for Monroe Public Schools, 2026. Do I have nominations for the Treasurer for the Monroe Public School Board?
I move to appoint Carrie Williams as Treasurer of Monroe Public Schools for the 26 calendar year.
Support?
Support.
Any other nominations?
No support needed.
I was gonna say, I didn't think so.
Fair enough. Any other nominations for Treasurer? Hearing none, we close the nominations. Now, do I have a motion to appoint Carrie Williams as Treasurer for the Monroe Public School Board?
I move to nominate Carrie Williams as Treasurer of the Monroe Public School Board for the 2026 calendar year.
Say appoint.
Appoint.
I already said that the first time. I said appoint the first time. This time I said nominate.
Do we have support?
Support.
Any discussion? Jamie, can we have roll call, please?
Yes. Mrs. Tarassi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Sure.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins.
Why yes. Not?
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
And Carrie Williams is now the Mary Carrie.
We're not going to make it through this tonight.
Oh, my goodness. It's been a long day.
I think we better go home. It's
going to be a long day.
Carrie Williams is now the Treasurer for the Monroe Public School Board. Okay. Next is election of the parliamentarian. Do I have nominations for parliamentarian for the Monroe Public School Board?
I move to nominate Brian Sabadini as parliamentarian of the Monroe Public Schools Board of Education.
Are there any other nominations for parliamentarian? Hearing none, I close the nominations. Do I have a motion to appoint Brian Sabadini as parliamentarian for Monroe Public School Board?
I move to appoint Brian Sabadini as parliamentarian of Monroe Public School.
Do I have support?
Support.
Any discussion? Jamie, can we have roll call, please?
Yes, Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mrs. Tarassi.
Yes.
And Brian is now the parliamentarian for Monroe Public School Board. Next is election of the school board liaison representative to the Monroe County Intermediate School District. Do I have nominations for the liaison to the ISD?
I move to nominate Gary Jenkins as school board liaison representative to the Monroe County ISD of the Monroe Public School Board of Education.
Any other nominations? Hearing none, I close the nominations. Do I have a motion to appoint Gary Jenkins as the school board liaison to the ISD?
I move to appoint Gary Jenkins as school board liaison representative for the ISD.
I'll support that.
Any discussion? Hearing none. Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Ms. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mrs. Taurasi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Next is to establish dates, times, and location of the Board of Education meetings. We have two options. If you look at your calendars that were distributed.
It's also 17 and page 20.
A and B.
18 and 20.
Oh, yeah, so there's an option, a proposal A and a proposal B. Excuse me. Do I have a motion for one of the proposals, A or B, for the schedule for the 2026 calendar year?
I move to select calendar option B with a second Monday left open for possible board meetings as stated for the calendar of 2026 year. So it'd be proposal B with the second Monday set aside for in case we need it.
Do I have support?
I'll support that.
Discussion?
So the reason I said add the second on proposal A, it had leave open to Mondays in case we need to schedule a work session. Option B didn't have that because one of the Mondays is a work session already. And so I added on there to add the second Tuesday as an option for open in case we needed to add another meeting.
I would like to make a for something for you to consider. So it's adding the Mondays that you are requesting, right? So if we're looking at calendar B, there would be Monday, January the 12th as a work session. But on the 13th, it would only be a board meeting. And then again, in February, there would be a Monday, the 9th work session starting at 5:30. And then on the 10th, it would only be a board meeting starting at 5:30. So on and so forth for the rest of the calendar. So in essence,
that wasn't what I put out. Just
so
you know.
You. Okay. I hear you. This is part of our discussion.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, yes, I agree that our Monday work sessions are fruitful, right? Because that's often where we get a lot of traction done because we don't have that bookended board meeting following. But what I would like for people to also consider possibly is instead of on that first, well, not first, it's we'll call it the second Tuesday of the month. Instead of having another short board meeting followed by another short board work session at 5:30, followed by a 7 o'clock board meeting, I am putting forth that second Tuesday would just be a 5:30 start board meeting. So it would be a pair, second and fourth weeks, Monday work session 5:30, Tuesday board meeting 5:30. I'm not asking for anything. I'm just asking for, okay. It's part of the discussion right now.
Yeah. So my understanding was that these calendars were put forward as a proposal A or B. And so if we want to relook at the calendars, I think that's something we could take up, but we wouldn't,
So
I didn't know we were redoing.
So tonight, you as the Board of Education established the dates, times, and locations of the Board of Education meetings. And so when we were asked a couple back in November when Tom and I met and talked with you, we were asked to come up with ideas. And so we did, and I know there's some things that changed right there. So that's your job tonight is to determine what nights and days you want to meet.
Yeah. So I go with Proposal B. And the only thing I have on the side is if you is keep that second Monday as an option if we do need an extra just for our own personal scheduling. But that doesn't mean anything will be scheduled on that second Monday. So I go with that's where I'm at.
And you have support for that, so
yeah.
There's no more discussion then.
Yeah, I guess then we will have, if there's any further discussion, then let's, Jamie, let's have a roll call.
Yes, Mr. Jenkins.
B.
No, just say yes or no.
It's a yes or a no.
I appoint.
Oh, gosh. We're losing confidence.
Oh, my God.
Our poll numbers are way down if people are watching us. So.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mrs. Taurasi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Hack.
Yes, and the motion carries. It's a struggle, right? Okay. The next is, this is informational only, board member compensation. Each board member needs to complete the form on whether they will or will not accept compensation for the board meetings. So, and please fill that out and hand that in to Jamie at the end of the board meeting. Next under the agenda is reports. Is there any discussion on the reports that were included in your package? Hearing none. Next is our consent agenda. Are there any items the board members would like to move off the consent agenda and move over to new business? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda items B2A to B2H?
I make a motion to accept the agenda items, consent agenda items B2A to B2H.
Do I have support?
Support.
Any discussion? Hearing none, Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mrs. Taurasi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Mr. Hack.
Yes.
We do have at least one new hire here tonight.
Oh, okay. Can that new hire come up and introduce themselves?
Yes. Our favorite thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just say your name, where you're going to be working, and give a little talk about yourself.
Hi, I'm Kristen Hopper. I'm working at Waterloo. I am now the school success teacher there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Congratulations. Welcome to the world.
Could be. There's a lot of different Hopper themes.
Is there?
Yeah. Where did you place the discussion on the bus at the end of the
day? At the very end, yes.
Okay.
It's
very good. Okay. Next is new business. Before we move into new business, I want to provide some background and context on the agenda items. All the items on the agenda have been discussed thoroughly in depth prior work sessions and have been addressed in our weekly board briefs. So it looks like we may move through these and move and vote on these pretty quickly. They have been thoroughly discussed, and those work sessions are live streamed now, in addition to anyone is welcome to attend those as well. I'll turn it over to Superintendent Shaw for the Navarre Field property sale.
All right, well, thank you very much, sir. So in our last board meeting, we presented to the Board of Education the proposal to sell the Navarre property, which is the Navarre Field, where our middle school football team plays football, and our baseball area there. So in essence, that area, since we've already sold another portion, that whole area will be sold. So we are recommending to our board tonight to move to approve the sale of the property located at 211 Jones Ave, Monroe, Michigan, from Monroe Public Schools to Fountain Enterprise for $313,534. Be it further resolved that the board authorizes Andrew Shaw, superintendent of Monroe Public Schools, to execute all documents and take any actions necessary to fully execute the completion of said sale.
Thank you. Do I have a motion regarding the sale of the Navarre Field property?
I move that we proceed with the sale of Navarre property as stated by Superintendent Shaw.
Support.
Any discussion? Just for the audience, we do have already alternative locations for the baseball team and the middle school football team.
Yes.
And I would ask, as I think we discussed this, but the price we're getting for the property in relation to what you, so the public will know that.
Yes.
Hopefully, we made a good deal.
We made a very good deal.
Yes.
It's yes, well above. What we were asking for, I want to say it was back in 15 or 16. There, I don't have that paper with me.
And it will be continued to be used.
Yes.
Capacity.
As a field. Yeah.
That's current plan by the purchaser. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Jamie, can we have roll call, please?
Yes, Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mrs. Taurasi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes, and the motion carries.
So at this time, our next item is Section 31AA funds update. I've asked Jeremy Chisholm, our school attorney, to address the board on this. As you know, we opted out back in December, so I want to take and have him just update the board. So if you wouldn't mind stepping to the microphone, update the board on all that's going on.
Thank you. I'd be happy to provide a brief update. So the last time we've talked about this, there was an understanding that litigation was pending in both state and federal courts, and it was unresolved at that point in time. I believe the last time we had a public meeting and discussed this. Since that time, there's been a little bit of action. The state lawsuit, which was to block implementation of the requirement that you waive attorney-client privilege for yourselves and staff as an organization in order to receive funds, lost. The judge for the state of Michigan said that it was within the rights, I'm paraphrasing, but said it was within the rights of the state of Michigan to require that you waive attorney-client privilege, and the lawsuit failed at that point in time. The appeal of that decision was filed a couple days later on December 19th, shortly before Christmas, and that is pending. The Court of Appeals has granted that they will place it on an expedited calendar. However, that does not come with a firm commitment to any specific dates. Expedited just means it'll get to the top of the stack sooner. And so the relevance of that to your posture with the state and what Superintendent Shaw already alluded to is that the deadline for opting out and retaining the attorney-client privilege for board members, for administrators, for teachers, for all other staff as well, was December 30th, and I have seen the confirmation that that was submitted on time and Monroe Public Schools is opted out, so you are still protected at this point in time. Obviously, the negative consequence of that is we don't get the money currently. If that changes, we will certainly let you know. It remains to be seen what will happen on appeal. I don't hazard a guess at this point in time what will happen on appeal. About 60% of the schools in the state at current count opted out. So a majority, not a huge majority, but a majority. That's not a published number from MDE. That's just a survey of talking to other people that talk to other schools and trying to keep a head count. So it looks like you're in the majority of that decision. The federal case is still pending, and essentially, this is not technical lawyer talk, I try not to use that here, the judge punted and said, we're going to wait and see what the state court does. It's been put on hold, pending resolution of the state claim. And so while that case is still out there, a federal judge could intervene at some point in time and say, no, actually, we think you should be allowed to have the attorney-client privilege. We've passed the deadline for making a decision, and that judge has as of today, said we're just going to wait and see what's going to happen with the state court litigation. So you are opted out. Your people are protected. You have not given up the attorney-client privilege on behalf of your people. And we're going to wait and see what happens with the appeals. It will probably take at least a year, maybe more, before we have a resolution of that. So,
just for everybody's information, 9 out of the 10 schools in Monroe County
yes.
opted out.
Yep.
And protected their attorney-client privilege and have to give up the funding.
And what's interesting on that, if I might just for 10 seconds, President Heck, is one thing that I pay a lot of attention to, you have the school districts, obviously the number of school districts, 538 in the state of Michigan, but then you have headcount of students because the money that was apportioned was supposed to be apportioned by students. And while it's only a slim majority of schools in the state that appear to have, county by county, you see this county mostly opted out, a couple others, a couple of the very large districts in counties to our north did opt out, and so the number of students that were opted out is probably far more that were opted out rather than a headcount of boards of education per se, if you think of it that way. So,
okay.
That's all I have, unless there's any questions for me.
Any questions?
Yeah, I got one, Jeremy.
Yes,
real
sir.
Quick. If on appeal or through the federal judge getting involved in overturning the state court, is there a possibility down the road that we can get our money back?
It's a good question. The short answer is not likely. It's very long odds on that because the provisions set up the way that they are part of the statutory law in Michigan. So the cleanest way to obtain a different outcome on that would be to persuade your state representatives, state senators, to amend the state law and say, actually, we don't believe you should have to waive attorney-client privilege in order to get the funding here. That would be the cleanest way to do it. I hate to say no, there's no chance, because appellate courts can do lots of things.
Sure.
But I would say it's a long shot that it would happen through the courts.
I guess I'm just looking, is there the possibility there?
There's a slim possibility. I wouldn't want to say none, but I would say it's a very long shot.
So two things to that side is we did, as a county, send off communications to our elected officials that the schools in Monroe County returned $3 million of this money and are not taking it. The point that Jeremy's making is there's a lot of factors that go into play, obviously from the through the appeal process. We did have a meeting. Our K-12 Alliance had a conversation. I know there's people having conversations with the new state superintendent about how will they handle the new amount of monies. And so that's what we're going to kind of watch for to reaffirm what Jeremy just said, is that if MBE goes out here in the next month and reallocates it out, then to his point, unless something happens fast, we will not see that money. But there is people advocating that the MDE do nothing with that money at this point in time until later this year to allow for time in the appellate court. So we'll see how that shakes.
If I may, another 10 seconds to kind of pile onto that point that the superintendent made. If you're going to advocate with your state and local representatives to address this legislatively, I would urge you to go and do that for exactly the reason that Andy just stated. The sooner the state acts, the more this is a done deal, because once it's distributed, it's going to be awfully hard to get it back and then redistribute it at that point in time. Nobody's asked for my advice at the State Board of Education, but if I did, I'd say, please wait, you know, while this litigation is pending, just leave it in the bank, right? And we could see. If it were left in the bank, there would be a much greater chance of an outcome that you were alluding to, Mr. Jenkins, but I don't have a control over the State Board in terms of what they're going to do with that. So call them. I mean, you really, call them, call your legislators, you know, and that's the most effective option that you have.
So MD is going to make the decision whether they release the funds or not.
At some point, they're going to have to make that decision. So the statute didn't have a specific timeline. So.
Any further questions for Jeremy? All right. Okay. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thanks, Jeremy. So our next item is ratification administrator contract. Mrs. Flynn.
Thank you, Superintendent Shaw. Tonight we're asking the board to move to ratify the master agreement between the Michigan Federal of School Administrators, Michigan Federation of School Administrators, and the Monroe Board of Education for the period of July 1, 2025 through June 30th, 2026, effective July 1st, 2025.
Thank you, Mrs. Flynn. Do I have a motion regarding the master agreement with the Michigan Federation of School Administrators?
I move to ratify the master agreement between the Michigan Federation of School Administrators and the Monroe Board of Education for the period of July 1, 2025 through June 30th, 2026, effective July 1st, 2025.
Do we have support?
Support.
Discussion?
Question. This has been seven months. It was supposed to have been done in June. And this is only good until June of 26.
Correct.
So do we have a, like, why it took 7 months, and do we anticipate that we'll be able to negotiate one in a timely fashion for the next year?
Our goal is to facilitate and work with this group to get one to be adapted before this one ends. We're in a stalling because we wait usually until our teachers have ratified, and the teachers didn't ratify until well into the school year two. So that's why we waited, to because usually what the teachers get, the administrators get, and the board had set the amount that I could work with. So hopefully in June or before June we'll have more funds available.
The other factor in that all that happening too is, the state of Michigan didn't come out with a budget until late after the year had already been begun. Kids were in session, education was happening, we finally got a budget. So that was the other big factor. I'm sorry, that's a little dramatic.
That's
really
good, though.
That's right.
Yeah. The longevity pay, has that always been on there?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That was my only questions. Okay.
Any further questions? If not, Jamie, can we have roll call?
Oh,
please?
Is it retroactive?
Yes.
Okay. I figured so. I just thought I'd ask. Sorry.
That's what makes the negotiation longer.
Right.
Jamie, can we have roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mrs. Taurasi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Dinkins.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Hutt.
Yes, and the motion carries.
All right. Recommendation for reinstatement, Mr. Malalopsy.
Thank you, Mr. Shaw. We ask the board to consider the recommendation of the Reinstatement Committee on this matter of student discipline and move to accept the recommendation of the committee for an unconditional reinstatement of student A, or move to reject the recommendation of the committee and conditionally reinstate student A, or move to reject the recommendation of the Reinstatement Committee and deny reinstatement of student A.
Thank you. Do we have a motion regarding the reinstatement of student A?
I move to accept the recommendation of the committee for an unconditional reinstatement of student A.
Do we have support?
Support.
Just discussion, because Gary and I were on this committee, and it was unanimous with the committee members to reinstate the student.
Thank you.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, Jamie, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mrs. Taurasi.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Dinkins.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mr. Hack.
Yes, and the motion carries.
And our last item is letter E, bus transportation discussion. Mrs. Myers, you asked for this to be on the agenda.
Right. I just want to follow up from last night. Last night we had a discussion on our bus transportation. The transportation team came in and did a wonderful presentation, giving us some information, but it led to a situation where we were made aware that we have many buses that students are on for over an hour, and some buses that students are on for well over 2 to 2.5 hours one way. So I just want to make sure that we as a board know that, like, this is a serious matter, that we make some movement on this. I really don't want to wait 2 weeks until the next session to leave our situation the way it is, and just know that we're going to work on it.
Yeah. Again, for the audience, we're looking at purchasing additional buses. We do have drivers that are being trained, so we do believe we have enough drivers if we do get the additional buses.
Exactly. Okay. More to come on in your briefs this week, everybody.
And we'll put that on old business. Until it's resolved?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Business. Yep. Okay, Tonight, we have no old business, so I'll turn it over to Superintendent Shaw for superintendent comments.
Wonderful. Well, first and foremost, January is Board Recognition Month, and so tonight we're able to take a minute earlier on and break bread with our Board of Education members to thank them and show them appreciation for this last year on our board. We also have some plaques and another item I'm going to hand out to each board member, so one moment. All right, so we had, I'll talk loud enough, Jamie, so it gets into the microphone. Went to our different elementary buildings all the way around, and so we have, these are signed for each board member, okay? So that'll go somewhere that you guys all love.
That's
all right.
Cool.
And so when I call out your name, if you could please come on over. Darla Myers, come on over. Congratulations. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. Clap. And I'm going to give this. Good luck with that. And here's your band.
Thank you.
Okay. Next up is Carrie Williams. Congratulations, Carrie. Next up, Thomas Heck.
Oh, thank you.
Right there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And next, Stacy Tarazzi. Gary Jenkins. Welcome. Mary Vincent. And Brian Sabadini.
Very cool idea.
Very nice.
All right.
That's really cool.
So if you take a look at it, I believe it has on there their buildings.
Actually, no, the buildings are not on which sign. We just kept that kind of random.
Yep.
But I see a Colton.
So you might luck out and notice a name on there and figure out that building very quickly.
I would say it's all our buildings from the middle school on down.
Yep.
Each building got one.
Very good. Thank you.
Yes. So thank you, everyone, for your time and commitment to Monroe Public Schools.
Rankin should be on there, right?
Depends on who. Three other items for you. Well, tomorrow is a half day scheduled for teacher professional development. Monday is a no school day to honor MLK. Early Middle College is accepting applications for their program. That opens this coming Friday. And then we had a phenomenal program on Friday night for our Hall of Fame. And this next week, beginning next Tuesday, is our Winterfest, and so that following Friday night will be the game. And also, I just learned something, and having Rosie sit here is kind of special because I learned a whole lot about the team. So on Friday night, it was truly a privilege to see, for the first time, Monroe Public Schools retired a basketball jersey. And so that was due to Rosie Barnes. And so... Now, I'm going to give one last piece of information. So, I am a huge Spartan fan. I mean, Michigan is like, and so.
I think this is a wait. Whoa. This is nowhere on my agenda.
Yep.
No topic form. I am now the parliamentarian. I am now the parliamentarian. I rule you out of order.
Superintendent comments. but what I did hear is Rosie Barnes was a unanimous pick all state. There's two of them that year. And the junior, I believe, behind him.
Three of them.
All right. Well, one of them was Magic Johnson.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
That's a pretty special crowd to be a part of in the state of Michigan. And so a big congratulations, Rosie, and happy you're with us tonight and all you've done for our school. So that's all. So, sir, that's all I have tonight.
Okay, thank you. Public commentary. Again, if you want to have public commentary, please fill out a form.
I did.
Okay, thank you. Carrie, or no, now Brian. Brian, new duties, Brian.
So first of all, parliamentarian point to be taken. Roosevelt Barnes probably doesn't know this, but when I was born in 1969, so I was 7 years old. That was the 1976 season, right? Yep. That was the undefeated season, right? Yep. My family went to every game, and it formed my image of basketball, which would later become Dr. J as my hero. But Rosie Barnes was my hero before Dr. J is growing up as a young kid. So I just wanted to say that. I will say, as a parliamentarian, I just want to go over a couple things so that you know what the expectations are for me and us as a board. It says the Board of Education recognizes the value of public comment on educational issues and the importance of allowing members of the public to express themselves on district matters. Participants must be recognized by the presiding officer, and we ask you to fill out the form, as we said. I don't need to know your actual physical address, but I would prefer that you say where you're from, if you're not from Monroe or something like that. Last thing I'll say, participants shall direct all comments to the board and not to the staff or other participants, which I don't think we've ever had a real problem with. I just wanted to say that. I'm more lenient on time. That's how I am. You're going to get 3 minutes, and when the timer goes off, if you're still making a legitimate comment and wrapping yourselves up, I'm not going to try to interfere with that. But if you're just going to rehash, then I'll cut you off. So they've given me this timer here. Looks very complicated to use. All right. First, see, there we go. You set me up for failure already.
Sure, I got you. I used it.
Yvonne Nettinger. And you know the drill, Yvonne, pretty well.
I sure do. Okay, I had one topic I was going to discuss, but after the assessment discussion earlier, it came to mind that with Monroe having marijuana everywhere, you can't go in a grocery store without being overcome, or even driving down the street with your windows up, you smell it. I'm wondering if there's any way to assess whether this is affecting our students. So many of them are driven to school. I'm wondering if when they open the doors, you get the smell of the overpowering marijuana, how that's going to be affecting our little kids' brains. So just something to think about. My main reason for speaking is it is swimming season. The kids have 2 practices a day. I think the first one is at 5:15 a.m., and it has come to my attention that apparently we have 2 different locker rooms for boys, and the swim team is not allowed to use the one that's reserved for football and basketball. I may have it wrong, but that's the impression I've been given. And the locker room that they use does not have hot water in the showers. They have to get out of the pool at whatever, 6:30 in the morning, and take a cold shower before they go to school for the day. So I just wonder if that can be addressed. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Yvonne.
Thanks, John.
Right. The next one I have, Dominique Barnes. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I can appreciate my last name, Sabatini.
Well, my name is Dominique Barnes, as he stated. I graduated from Monroe High School. I was a member of the National Honor Society, and I graduated with honors. I went on to get my associate's degree from Monroe County Community College, and I received my cosmetology license from Michigan College of Beauty. I own a small business called Prestigious Hair Salon, and I also work as a behavioral technician with autistic children. I'm here in support of Chet Hessen. I graduated with his brother, Grant Hessen, and I went to school with Chet. He was 2 years behind us. I'm here to speak about character of those young men as boys. They were outstanding. They always treated me well with love, kindness, and respect. And I believe they have grown up to be fine young men as well. Mr. Polizzi, his father, was my teacher in middle school. So I have a history with both men, with all 3 men and the families as well. In your school fight song, in our school fight song, we speak of energetic, confident, and celebratory. The overall tone of that fight song is energetic, confident, and celebratory, reinforcing school spirit, loyalty, and the tradition to win. I ask, where is the loyalty to the alumni, the former students who want to come back to Monroe High and make a difference? We tend to focus on the negative, and I would like to focus on the positive, some of the great things Chet has done while being a superintendent at Monroe High School. One of the things I know that he's done is he's gotten my father's jersey retired, Roosevelt Barnes. That's my dad. That may not have happened without Chet. I don't know any other superintendent who suggested, or athletic director who suggested that decision be made. Also, my uncle is Coach Jones. On my mother's side, that's my grandfather's brother. He got him inducted into the Hall of Fame. That also was a decision that would not have been made without Chet. The youth program, the basketball program that they have out there, my daughter's first year playing ball was in that program where I watched my father put the ball in my daughter's hand, and I discovered that she also has the natural ability to hoop more so than I do. Some of these things would not have been discovered without him, so I ask that he be given a second chance. I think the punishment is, you know, excessive, and I think that there are other solutions to the problem. Whether we agree with his decision or not, he's followed state laws, and I think that we can all find another solution. Give him a second chance. I believe he deserves that. And I don't know if any of you believe in second chances, which I believe some of you do, but I know I do. And I believe that the people in this community do as well. And I believe that we can work together to make a difference for our youth. And at the end of the day, that's what this is about. It's not about religion, and it's not about politics. It's about showing up for our youth and making a difference. And that's what we're here for.
Thank you.
You're Thank welcome. You.
Gerald Hessen.
Good job. This young man, we both graduated in 76, in basketball, me football, under Derek.
Coach Derek back in. Jerry Hessen. I happen to be the parent of Chet and Grant. I don't ask any questions, just some food for thought as a parent. Susie, my wife, and I raised our kids to check everybody's content of their character. Now, whether they're white, black, gay, transgender, whatever it may be, but to show compassion for all people. When I read the article, and by the way, Chet would be disappointed in me if he knew I was here tonight, but as a parent, a citizen too, and to all of you, I appreciate your service. I know what it's like when you're truly providing your public service. You put a lot of time in, and a lot of times that's not recognized. And it was nice to see you appreciating one another with the gifts and so forth. Let me step back a second. Some of you may, or all of you, be acquainted with Sidney Harris. And my grandmother used to always bring up quotes by Sidney, one of which was, "The hardest task in the world are not physical achievements, nor physical feats or intellectual achievements, but moral ones. To return love for hate, to include the excluded, and say, I was wrong. I'm proud of my son. He didn't, when he was posed a question, he didn't raise concern for himself immediately. Whether he agreed with the transgender thing or whatever it may be, he knows the rules. He was a compliance officer in his prior capacities. So he wanted to do the right thing. I'm sure of that. I'd have been on his butt if he didn't. And the next thing he did was show compassion for a 16-year-old child in a school that the state approved of this person serving in that, you know, with the sports group, and the school did. Should Chet have not respected those institutions? So all I can say is he wanted to do the best he could for Monroe Public Schools, and I tell you, I'd be on his butt if he didn't. So let me say only, you know, irregardless of what folks think on the morality issue, the religion, you know, when the town was throwing rocks at the so-called center, Jesus walked up and he picked up a rock. And he started to throw it, and he turned around and he said, "Thee without sin, cast the first stone." Thank you for your service, really. But please, think about all he did. He showed compassion.
Thank you. Thank you. Is that it?
That is it for public commentary.
Okay, thank you. Next on our agenda is closed session. Can I get a request for a closed session?
Board member commentary?
Oh, yes. Sure. We can do that first. Any board member comments then before we go into closed session?
I don't want to speak for my board colleagues, but I'm happy to if they would like me to. Sodexo put out the most wonderful meal for us earlier today. And I would just like to use this moment to say thank you to them because they put so much care and effort into that meal for us. And I deeply appreciated it. And I don't want to speak for my board colleagues, but like we were all very happy and quiet for a while while we were eating that meal. So thank you, Sodexo, and for all that you do for us.
I think they deserve an applause.
Yeah. Okay, any additional board member comments?
I just want to, I know we mentioned putting transportation on old business. I just want to, anybody that has anything for an old business, so we can start putting it on the agenda so we can keep our tally going for all board members.
Anything else? I want to thank Jamie for keeping us on the straight and narrow tonight. So I really appreciate that.
And Mary
Vincent,
by the way.
Okay. Any more comments? Hearing none, can I get a motion to go into closed session?
I'm sorry. I did want to get to something. I'm glad, thank you for assembling you and Ms. Joseph, the D minus for credit impact. I found it fairly troubling. I don't want to be overly dramatic. I just want the community to know that out of 400 seniors across Monroe High School and Orchard Center High School, 63% of those seniors earned at least one D minus grade. A total of 970 D minus grades were recorded, representing roughly 5% of all grades of the senior class. More troubling to me, there was nearly 30% of affected students appearing five or more times, indicating repeated course level impact. So that five or more times they received a D minus. And then over half of the students appear three or more times. When you look at the core course impact of D minuses and Fs, this is across ELA, math, science, social studies, and other, which someone would have to fill me in with what other is. The total was 970 D minus grades, as I mentioned, and there are 1,117 F grades that were given. So I found that to be troubling. I think all of us on the board find that to be troubling. Mm-hmm. I know that we have went back and forth between a D minus or a D being a grade that we get a credit. I think that we're getting lost in the semantics of D minus and D when we're looking at the actual impact. It's even said here that to remediate would be a problem. It would impact scheduling, staffing, and financial challenges, which I think should be something that we should really, once again, not trying to be overly dramatic, be ashamed that that's the reason why we would accept D minuses and Fs, is that we could not take care of scheduling, staffing, and financial challenges. So I know we need to find a path moving forward, and we want to do right by all the kids, of course, and we know there's challenges for every kid. These are all stories Those are raw data that I'm giving, but there's all stories behind them. But I do believe that it is our responsibility as a board to find a path forward to do better. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Brian. Anything more? Okay, now can we have the motion for closed session?
I move to go into closed session.
Support. Just so everybody's aware, after we go through closed session, we won't come back out into open session before we adjourn the meeting. Okay. Can I have roll call, Jamie?
Yes. Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Sabadini.
Yes.
Mrs. Tarassi.
Yes.
Mr. Hatt.
Yes. And the motion carries. As soon as the doors are closed, we will be in closed session. Thank you.